As the cost of college education continues to soar, one particularly vulnerable group is lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered youth. As a result, more organizations are establishing scholarship programs aimed specifically at helping LGBT students. One of those groups is the University of South Florida Alumni Association's LGBT Society. They held their first fundraising event at USF's Marshall Center on Friday night. Dr. Karen Berkman is director of the USF Center for Autism and Related Disabilities. She also chairs the Committee on Issues of Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity, an advisory board that reports to the president about campus climate issues affecting LGBT staff, students, and faculty. Berkman told WMNF the scholarship fund is very close to reaching the required $25,000 endowment.
By January of 2009, we are planning to have that scholarship endowed, which means that this spring will be the first opportunity for us to give away a $1,000 scholarship to a deserving student here at USF. So we're very excited about that.
Berkman described the USF campus climate as welcoming and said a large number of incoming freshmen have become very involved with the Pride Alliance, a student group for LGBT students and their allies.
I think what they will probably tell you is that they feel very comfortable here at USF. They have a monthly event that they do as a group, and they have weekly meetings. And so I think that we have a very welcoming campus, and we are a very diverse campus in a lot of ways. So I think you would find that our community, as well as all of the other communities of diversity, feel like they have a home here at USF.
Mark Hafen is a professor and a member of the LGBT Alumni Society. He said many LGBT students are cut off financially by their families when they come out, but he said it was difficult to assess just how many may be at risk of not graduating.
Part of the problem is that the university doesn't yet collect statistics on students. They're getting to that point where they, on application, students may be able to declare, affinity for LGBT, but so far, we have no stats on that. What we do know, though, is people who are involved with all these students, with this Pride Alliance and stuff, is anecdotally, we know this happens to students. I'm an academic advisor, and I know students that run into this problem all the time of getting cut off by their parents, getting cut off by their families, that kind of stuff. So they take a big risk in coming out at this age. Certainly not something I would have done at that age.
Hafen said the LGBT Society was lucky to get everything sponsored for the fundraiser, including food and drink by CCO and Tony's and The Lime, as well as fee, travel, and lodging by Sunbelt Title Agency for comedian Vicky Shaw, who headlined the event. The audience of 100 was also treated to two short films provided by the Tampa Bay International Gay and Lesbian Film Festival, now known as CLIP.
They have been partnering with us on a lot of different stuff with the Alumni Association to, again, help, draw. There's a lot of LGBT USF alumni out there, and we're still trying to get the word out that they've got a home here. They've got an organization for them. And so CLIP has really been very helpful with that in doing that. And so they sort of donated these two films to be shown as part of this evening.
Kristen Chalosky is a junior at USF and president of the Pride Alliance. She said there are too many LGBT students struggling to stay in school, including some of her friends, and said the scholarship will make a significant difference.
Yeah, I've got several friends who have been basically disowned for coming out to their parents, and that makes college that much harder. I know statistics cite that gay students are less likely to graduate college and even high school than heterosexual students. And I know that number is going down, but it used to be a very, very significant difference, particularly for gay males. But it certainly doesn't help when you have no financial backing to go through it and you're working two jobs. I've got several friends who are working two jobs, going to school, working on our issues, these sorts of things, and you don't have any time in your week. So there's an incredible amount of motivation, but also an incredible amount of obstacles for those in our community. And yes, this is going to have immense individual impact.
Chalosky said being at USF has made her more open to her own sexual orientation, and she echoed the sentiments of Dr. Karen Berkman about how supportive the school is towards students like her.
I've gained a lot from this university, I must say, and in particular the atmosphere for LGBT students, faculty, anything here. It's something that I did not see coming. It wasn't something I was looking for when I was coming to college, but kind of like a hidden asset. The fact that we have four different organizations dedicated specifically to LGBT issues within this university, the fact that we now have a scholarship, the fact that we have classes relating to LGBT and even a queer theory class that is entirely focused on that, it just says so much for me, just from the university in support of us, and it's huge.
The night culminated in a performance by Vicky Shaw, who, after 18 years of marriage and three children, became a stand-up comedian and came out as a lesbian at the same time. Born and raised in Texas, Shaw, who calls herself a recovering Southern Baptist, is known for her appearances on Comedy Central, as well as her performances for both gay and straight audiences across the country.
Well, I'm so glad to be here. Thank God I'm back in the South. Yes, I love being back in the South. And what an honor to be here for your scholarship, LBGT, University of South Florida. Who would have thought, you know? Holy cow! I know, because many of y'all may know that my partner and I just moved back to Houston, Texas. Yeah, so we all know what it's like to be in a state where they kill you.